I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily. Presented by BetMGM, live coast to coast on the BetQL Network, alongside Joe Ostrowski and Aaron Hawksworth. I'm Chris Mack. In 20 minutes, Scott Smith, the 4 for 4, to talk more about the draft and how we suspect things would, could, might shake out on Thursday night, and where there may be opportunities to make a few bucks based on how things are going to go. 1 hour after that, so an hour and 20 minutes from now, 11 a.m. Eastern, MLB Survivor angles for this week. If you were like some of us and took the Phillies last week, you were coasting by Wednesday night. You felt good. No worries. The Phillies feel good. 6-0 week for them. Where do you turn this week? NBA series price updates after some dominant game one wins. Just how far have the books pushed the numbers? And is there opportunity there before we look at the three game twos that are on the slate for tonight, 1 hour from now? Let's air some grievances, as it were. Hawk, I don't know if you want to pick up your laptop and spike it off the wall. Joe, yeah. I don't know if you have anything. I'll start. How about this? I'll start.
Okay.
We've all had the joy at some point in our lives. Maybe we haven't. I don't know. I've had it several times, of the most annoying thing in the world to fix. And it's for your kid. And you want to fix the thing for your kid because it's theirs. And, you want to make the kid happy. There is nothing more annoying. I don't know if you guys can see this or not. My fingers are still stained. There is still grease on my fingers. I don't know if you can see it or not on some of the fingertips there. A bike chain. There is nothing worse than a bike chain popping off a bike. Now, this exacerbated by the fact that it's like in a little electric dirt bike scooter type deal. So I got to take the cover off of the chain compartment. And then I get in there and I see that something's bent, and I'm literally taking the claw end of a hammer and trying to bend it back. This was my Sunday afternoon. Bending it back. Oh, yeah. Mavs, Clippers? No, I'm busy. Bending it back. And then grabbing the chain covered in that black grease that is still in my fingers. It's still there in some spots. I don't know if you can see it. Underneath my fingernails. Washed my hands several times. Scrubbed. Couldn't get it all out. Getting the chain back into place and then putting the cover back on and making sure it works and all that. There is nothing worse fixing something that seems relatively minute, Joe, than a bike chain popping off.
That is terrible. Yeah, it's awful. I feel like I've gotten... No, they ride the... The bikes are ridden not as often because now scooters are so popular. Yeah. It's just, there's always something else. It's always the next thing. But yeah, that's off. You can't get the oil off. It's disgusting.
It's here forever. Yeah. I just have permanently stained fingers for the rest of my life.
Man.
They gotta go out.
I don't look forward to that. I'm not trying to get these nails greasy.
Hold on. While I'm complaining about my kids, let me ask this. My son turns 11 later this week. His problems are of a bike chain variety. My daughter turned 15 last month. Her problems are of a fingernail variety. How often do you get your nails done, Hawk?
Like once a month.
Okay. If
what should it be, Chris? Tell us. Enlighten us.
Longer than that for a 15-year-old. It shouldn't be every 2 weeks going back, making special appointments to get the nails fixed that break off. You're in the middle of softball season. I know you're at school right now and you're not watching this. At least I hope you're not watching this. Maybe they'll post it on Instagram to ensure that you'll see it later, Ava. You don't need nails in the middle of softball season, okay? All right. That's my
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Are they long? Because like that would hurt.
They're not super long. Like, you know, I don't know. I can't even. They look kind of like yours, I think. Like, they're not super long. They're not crazy.
What's that cost now? What's that?
It's like $50 each time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's minimum.
In my area, it's even more.
Oh, boy.
I'm actually.
Chris lives in West Virginia.
But speaking of kids and fixing things, there was this mysterious, disgusting milk smell in my car. So my dad and I have tried all kinds of remedies to get that out. I should have banned
the
milk
car.
This car, yeah. Just burn it already.
Yep, go trade it in right now.
Oh. So I was trying to clean it, and it like having long nails can really get in the way. There's no way I'm playing softball and putting a glove over them and trying to catch a ball or anything. That could, I would try to deter her from that. That would be difficult.
Yeah. I could try to deter her from anything. She's 15 and I'm her dad. She's a genius and I'm a moron for the next few years. Like, that's just the way life goes with a teenage daughter. So this is your future, Joe, a few years from now, not too far off.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm already dealing with some of that. So I get it.
Like the Life 360 conversation that we had on Saturday night, like, yeah, be prepared. That's going to happen.
I've never even heard about Life 360.
Yeah,
I didn't
even know. To make sure your kid is still where they say they are. And then
how many ways?
Well, they could probably just leave their phone there and go wherever they want anyway, because teenagers do stupid stuff like that.
Right. I mean, we track with the phone. We track with the watch. Mm-hmm. What else?
The AirTags.
AirTags. Yeah, I know a lot of people that put AirTags, whether it's in a watch, in a backpack, whatever, on their kid. Man, and so now it's Life 360. And what is that? How do you track that?
It's just an app on the phone. And, you know,
what is tracking?
It's tracking their phone.
The phone? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So like I said, if they really want to, and teenagers do this all the time, I've been told by more experienced parents, they'll just leave their phone somewhere and then wander off and do whatever they want anyway. And
be like, hey, boy.
No,
they really want to.
The whole time.
Yeah, but they're so attached. That's got to be difficult for them to do,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's true. It's like leaving a limb behind.
Yeah, pretty much. Man. All right, look. I understand that there's an ump shortage and that a lot of lower-level high schools don't even have umpires.
Something happened
and
this
I can't,
weekend, didn't it?
And I can't stand the grown-ass men that try to intimidate teenagers make it a couple bucks on the side. But there are some bare minimums in life if you're getting paid, right? Like, you're learning on the job. I get it. I'm going to try not to go off. But, like, if you're an umpire, you need to know the count.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit HelloAlma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's HelloAlma.com/therapy60.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout,
15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You need to know how many balls, how many strikes, and be able to track that.
Join a union like Angel Hernandez and you don't have to do any of this stuff.
If there are a couple times, I'm like, dude, you can't call ball at the just above the letter, below where the letters are, too high, and then waist too low. Like, you need some consistency, some semblance of a strike zone, because we're just guessing. And then one at the neck is a strike. Like, wait, what just happened in that last at-bat? Like, none of it makes any sense. My biggest grievance is when you are by yourself umping a big field, which, you know, for us is now 70 feet, and that's, you know, pretty decent size compared to where we were a couple of years ago. In most of those games, you have one umpire. If you're making a call at second base, can you move an inch? Can you, like, get in front of the plate, like pretend you're making some sort of an effort because everybody else got a better view than you. So anyways, that's my issue.
There was a bad call this weekend, wasn't
good,
there, Joe?
Good weekend overall, though. Good weekend overall.
Okay.
No, we're good. We're good. It's just, come on, dude. It's like, come on.
How old was this ump?
We're 4-1. So it's a nice
Woo!
Start. Yeah.
Also a hot start. And he's still complaining about the umps. Look at this.
Much better than the last couple years. Because I'm able to laugh about it. I wouldn't probably even talk about it if I was upset. If yesterday did not go well, that'd be a big problem. It's good. We're sleeping more this year. So,
boys are taking care of themselves.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Eating right. Getting in the gym. Extra cuts on
the
weekend.
Dude, we have like 3 injuries already. Like, are we going to make it through? The season just started.
How are these kids getting hurt? What are they doing?
All sorts of stuff. One's got a foot issue. One split his hand open on a grounder when we were playing in 40-degree weather on Saturday.
Wow.
One kid hurt his side sliding, and before that, a comebacker hit a shin. Like, it's...
Jeez. Yeah.
Like, we've played 5 games. Like, we might not have enough players.
How ecstatic are the kids, though, that they've already won more games than the White Sox?
I know. Yeah.
Have you given them that Sox speech fans. Yet? Listen, you're halfway to the AL Central crown, kids. Don't let up now.
They played a lot more games than us. Yeah. God. What the? White Sox.
We'll get into them in a little bit when we look at Survivor and simply just look at who they're playing and pick one of the teams that the White Sox
pretty
are playing.
Much.
That's become
pretty
the
much.
Strategy.
This week's tough.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a couple directions you could go, I think, this week, depending on who you've taken already.
Right.
Obviously, that factors into it, too. But yeah, MLB Survivor, we'll get into that in a little more than an hour. I mean,
Can I point out the BetQL Downtown Studios that I look up on the screen now? It shows the Golf Channel and what occurred over the weekend, but let me just go on record that when I did walk in, it was Charmed. So I don't know what Paul...
Well, that's TNT. That happens when somebody leaves basketball on.
Whoa.
You wake up the next morning, and you don't immediately turn Alyssa Milano in her prime off. I mean, I think you'd be silly to do that.
But somebody did, because now it's the Golf Channel. Was there a thought, oh, I hope Joe doesn't notice. Chilling Charmed.
Joe noticed.
Did you think I wouldn't?
Man, there better be, it's not like you didn't know what happened at the RBC this weekend. Scheffler dominated. Do you need to flip over to those highlights so quick? Joe is enjoying the view. What about the view of the NFL draft? What do we expect to go down Thursday night? Is all this J.J. McCarthy smoke real? Scott Smith, the 4 for 4, tells us next on BetQL Daily.